Heart Breakfast.
So it's our pleasure to welcome Danny Radcliffe to Heart Breakfast.
Yay!
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Now, Woman in Black came out on Friday, and I got to see the movie, and the one thing that I was convinced about was that I was going to be having nightmares about the monkey with the drums.
Yeah.
Those toys were the scariest thing for me in the movie.
Oh, really? Funnily enough, a lot of people say that. They are incredibly creepy, but there is a certain amount of sadistic pleasure one can take in knowing that you're going to be scaring people.
Very different movie, and we've got another little game we want to just play with you, but beforehand, I saw you on Jonathan Ross, and he brought out those penguins.
Yeah, that was
and nice. Your reaction, because we love penguins, Stuart and I, and sadly we couldn't get you penguins, but we wanted to give you this.
That's I can't eat a real penguin. People will get angry.
Well, exactly.
With me,
whereas they've
there's
got you
12
can,
in there.
You
for
can pick
fantastic.
Up a penguin. I thought it might have been a while since
will,
you've not.
I will pick up a penguin. And actually, I haven't had a McVitie's penguin in at least a year since I've been in New York. So,
you this see, is so home comforts.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
That's lost helps. In showbiz. That is. You know, we've not had a penguin for a year.
I know.
Now, I'm sure with these interviews, you're sort of used to talking about life after Harry Potter. But what we were kind of interested in knowing was, you know, have you ever thought about what would have happened if Harry Potter had never come along? What might you have ended up doing?
I try not to think about that.
Well, what we thought we'd do is we'd play a little game.
Right.
Daniel Radcliffe, this could have been your life.
Excellent.
Daniel Radcliffe, you were born Daniel Jacob Radcliffe on the 23rd of July 1989. Yeah. Of course, you took the title character in the Harry Potter film series after making your acting debut at the age of 10 in 1999 in the TV movie of David Copperfield. At age 11, you were cast as Harry Potter.
So this is how it's going to go, because we heard about you designing the Habitat cubed bed type thing.
Right.
What we wanted to know really was whether you ever fancied yourself as a bit of a furniture designer.
No, I would have liked to be an archaeologist.
Oh, so given the choice of Kevin MacLeod, Lawrence Rowan-Bowen and Claire Sweeney, where would you go?
Oh, well, actually, funnily enough, I was a religious 60 Minute Makeover watcher.
I thought you might be. That's why I added her in.
While we were on Potter, it was what we watched every lunchtime. 60 Minute Mess Up Your House.
There you are.
So it's got to be Claire Sweeney.
Nice choice.
Yeah. Of course, everyone is remembering your role in Equus.
Right.
And we wonder whether maybe a career as a horse whisperer, possibly, or failing that, a stripper.
That could have been good. Stripper's more likely than horse whisperer.
Oh, really? Okay.
When I was about five, my mum had some cockeyed idea that she'd take us horse riding and I'd really enjoy it. And it was cold, it was early in the morning, and it was horrible. And I remember going down, there's nothing of me now. At the age of six, there was really nothing of me. And they put me on the horse, and the horse didn't know anything was on it, so it just sat down and I rolled off the back. And then later in the day, I was bitten by a horse called Mr. T.
Oh.
So that's why I'm never probably going to become a horse whisperer.
Okay, we'll keep that one aside. Now, with the magic link, obviously, with Harry Potter, we wanted to know if you ever wanted to be a magician.
I did. I had several Marvin's magic kits as a kid.
Me too.
They were great.
Could you do the egg cup trick? You know, where the egg's there and you tap it and then the egg's disappeared. Could you do that one?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, could you do the guillotine where you put the arm in and then you chop the carrot and the arm doesn't chop?
What he Marvin's magic set did you have?
Oh, I got
a couple of paddles and a little and a tiny decks of cards and I think some string.
Oh, can you still do any of them?
I can still do some of them. Yeah, absolutely. I did. Funny enough, weirdly, I do. I love magic. I think it's. I love card tricks and all that kind of stuff is brilliant.
Yeah.
So I do know a few like sleight of hand card tricks and things like that that I occasionally break out.
Brilliant at parties, aren't they? You know,
And it's amazing. It's also amazing how much girls love them.
Really?
Girls do love magic.
You ever met a girl who's actually intentionally said to you, do you know what? And the reason I like you, Daniel, is because you are good at magic.
I haven't had that said to me, but okay. I did have a girl. I was doing a load of card tricks once for this girl, and she did turn to me halfway through and said, this is all quite sexy, you know. And I was like, and I was...
You were only playing snap.
I was like, yeah, exactly. I'm much more Paul Daniels than David Blaine. So, like, I don't know if
okay, no sitting in a box.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Love it.
Possible musician as well. You're a fan of punk. We never knew that.
Oh, yeah. No, I got really... Well, I like music in general, but, I mean, I got given... when I was 12, I got given a copy of Nevermind the... The Sex Pistols, which I think you can say because it's an album title.
You said it.
We can beep it.
Yeah.
It changed my life. And then I got into the Buzzcocks and the Damned and the Clash and, the Undertones, whoever else you care to name, really. I got really into that period
What about you, Rupert, to maybe getting together? Because I know he's a bit of a musician as well.
Well, you know who's the best musician out of the cast is that I know of, certainly, is Tom Felton.
I thought he's
a serious